Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
So, waiting for the bus or?
No.
That's why I'm here.
Oh, yeah?
Waiting for the bus.
Cool.
That's why I'm here at the bus stop.
Oh, yeah, sweet. Yeah.
So, what are you listening to?
Nothing.
Really? You have an iPod there?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't like using the battery.
Oh, yeah? Why not?
Environment, dude. Number one.
You know what you are? You know what you're full of?
What?
Full of mushrooms. Guess what kind?
I have no idea.
Shit talky mushrooms. Click! The Big Deal, Episode 3, March 2nd, 2007. Full frontal, we're live and we're nude.
Okay, this is episode 3, everyone. It's called Full Frontal. We don't know yet why, but we're going to figure it out.
The Big Deal Show, Full Frontal, where you can hear naked people talk.
Woo! Quite a show.
Talk about that warp speed.
Oh, yeah?
Klingons at 12 o'clock.
I don't get it. What are you doing? What are you doing over there?
Is that a laugh?
Is that a laugh?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why that's so funny. Oh, God.
That's about as funny as a shotgun blast to the face.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
That can't be much fun.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
See, that's a show right there, you know.
I think we're going to wrap this up right now.
I think we've got a show.
We didn't need our 20 or 45 or, you know, 1 hour segment.
No.
This is it.
We gotta aim low to the ground. We got to go for our 30-second spot.
On the radio.
Oh, man.
Oh, sweet. Oh.
I feel like measuring something.
That's and why we're going to call this show Full Frontal.
Why don't you drop your pants? Get this show started. Zip! Zipper! Click! Zipper long stockings.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. Simmer down.
Simmer down.
Well, let's do a skit. Let's do a skit.
Okay, I'm in the mood. Let's skit. Okay, I have an idea. Stupid idea. Listen, let's call up someone and then be like, hey, why don't you name a place and a profession? And then we'll do like a skit around that. It's going to be awesome. But to save on the cost, why don't we skip the ringing up part, cut out the improvisation, and just click to commercial. Click.
Want to be f***? Do you lack what it takes to f*** and or be f***? Then come on down to the f*** mart. We got every appliance, course, and or DVD that you may buy so you can learn the art of f***ing. Look at me. I used to be f***less. I could not f*** anything. Not even a goat, even if I tried to put on some cologne. Now when I get on down to the f***ing mart, after 3 easy payments of $14.99, I went down, I bought myself some DVDs, some course DVDs that is. And then I done taught myself how to f***ing. Very lonely at first, but after a while I attracted a mate. This mate did not happen to be human, but it was a step up from the rubber doll in my bedroom. I recommend Smart because it puts the F in F.
Ba 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 da boo.
Smart. And we're back.
I'm hurting here. I'm hurting.
Tubage. What do we find on YouTube? Tube time.
Tube time.
Tubing it up with some time. Time tube.
What did you find on the Yotabi? The Yotubi?
YouTube.
What'd you find?
YouTube time. Found a clip on YouTube with P. Diddy, and he has an interesting message he'd like to share with the world, and let's just roll it.
Y'all know damn well that Lindsay Lohan and Jessica Simpson was not using no proactive. So Diddy wore proactive. Now, y'all in the skincare products. Now y'all think it's official. Well, ha, I got a secret. I was up on proactive for 7 years. That's why I got the silky smooth cocoa butter skin. So Lindsay, Jessica, you're late. You should have followed my pretty ass from the beginning. But now you're late.
And I didn't get much out of that, except for the fact that I've also been addicted to proactive for the last 8 years.
PAA, Proactive Anonymous.
Yes, that's right. Plus the fact that I realize that I don't care how famous you get, you're still an asshole when you're drunk.
Sure. Let's just go. Let's just go up and out.
No, I don't want to talk about it. It's not that funny. It's kind of like your face. You get tired of it after 10 seconds. And you need to look at something else or your eyes will burn.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's like Rocky V. Struggle. Watch. Oh man.
Oh gosh. Feeling there's going to be a lot of one-liners.
That's why it's called Fool. Hey, guess what?
What?
I just joined Facebook.
Oh yeah, so did
someone
I.
Booked my face.
Oh yeah, how many friends you got? 2?
100. Oh, burn on you.
Oh yeah. No, son. How you enjoying it?
It's awesome. I'm telling you. It's like I can be friends with people without actually having to meet them, and that to me is like awesome.
Are you sharing, pal? Or?
Our producer just popped a brewski, and he's Well, I just think that says a little something about this show.
Yeah.
About how sucky it is.
Anyway, back to the Facebook thing. I'm interested.
Basically, the concept is your face gets booked by people. Sounds like it hurts, but
now, tell awesome. Me, okay, I'm not very familiar with the poking process. You can poke each other now.
Everyone loves a good poke now and again, you know.
Okay. Producer found that funny. Find it disturbing.
Well, he does love the pokey.
Love the good poke.
Pokemon.
I don't know, but what is that whole thing? I've never understood it. Why the heck would you want to poke someone? Is it, hey, I'm here?
It's more like, hey, why just not poke, send him a message? Poke, I'm here. Well, you know what it is? It's like if you don't want to send a message, you can just poke him. It's like you're halfway interested in talking to a person. Mm-hmm. You're like, I know you're there. I know you. Poke. Here I am. The rest is up to you.
I'm going to do a everyone has that one friend joke right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just with the Facebook thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone has that one guy you don't know who pokes you.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, everyone does.
Everyone does. Everyone does. Not me, though.
No. Have you poked any?
Do you know what that means? That means you are the guy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
I am the guy.
Thank you, our Swedish friend. No, but seriously, have you ever poked anyone you don't know?
That's a personal question.
On Facebook?
Oh, right. No, yes. No, I have. No, I haven't. No, no? Not to Never? My knowledge.
No?
No. I mean, people poke me all the time.
We're still talking about Facebook here.
I don't know what you were what? Okay, sure. Yeah, I'm pokeable.
Yeah?
Pokeable.
No? Have you seen any famous people on Facebook? Or come across them?
No. Nothing.
Nothing?
Zip.
Zip?
Not interested in that.
Now, why would you pick Facebook instead of MySpace?
Well, MySpace just seems like too much work. I mean, you have to build a site, you have to do this, you have to do that. On Facebook, the only thing you have to do is register, put on your pics, fill out a thing. Then you have to add all your friends, send out messages, and then you have to poke people and poke them back and then maybe write on someone's ball. But other than that, there's no work.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Do you have a lot of pictures out? Or?
Sure, I got a lot of pics.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Naked pics, that is. Full frontal.
But no, seriously. Yeah, a lot of full frontal pics.
Yeah?
Of my face.
Ho! Of your face, ho. Okay.
Yeah. So, how do you feel this interview went?
Well, I just don't know why I was interviewing you. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Not an...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of a...
Yeah. It's like an uphill battle.
See, I'm interviewing you because we have no one else to interview.
No one would go on this show.
No one could get into this room be on this show.
Such a crappy joke. You use it every time. I'm so sick of it. I'm really sick of it. I'm really sick. And you know what? Hey, listen. You know what's more depressing?
What?
The fact that you're already on episode 3 recycling your jokes. Man, that is so bad.
Because it's true. You've been living large lately.
I have. Yes, I have.
What you tell me about that?
My monies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I just got into some dough. Cookie dough, that is. I don't know what that means, but think about it. Make it work.
You're dirt poor. That's what you're trying to say, right?
I think I'm poorer than Dirt. I think Dirt has a little more money than me. Could probably go into a bank and get a bigger loan.
You can't even get a loan.
That's true. That's true. I think Dirt could get a loan.
Have you ever gotten a B loan?
B loan? What's that? Yeah.
Have you ever gotten blown? I'm really sorry.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, man, what's up?
Let's take this sucker to the bank. Cash it in. Let's do like a Christmas present and wrap it up.
Okay. Okay, cool. For all you listeners out there, this has been a great show. I mean, this has been totally awesome. We've done so much. I mean, learned so much. Given so much. I mean, really.
Especially given.
I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Given a lot of bull crap.
Anyway, for all of you listeners who haven't been to our website, you just, you know, stumbled upon our craft.
funny how called, you should say craft, but yeah, keep going.
If you shut up, let me talk.
I'm the plucky comic relief.
Yeah, there's not a lot of relief going on. Anyway, shut up, please. Gosh, I'm trying to frickin'. www.thebigdealshow.com. Shut the heck up. I'm serious. Shut up. You'll find all the info you need. I will jack you. I'm twice your size, dude.
That's true. You are. Around the waist line there. Chubby McStevens. What my partner's trying to say here is that on www.thebigdealshow.com, you'll find everything you need. You can download the previous episodes. You can send in some email if you want to, you know, mail us for whatever reason.
Comments.
Dude.
I'm taking the torch, okay? You passed it to me. Actually, I took it.
Hey, that's not the only thing you're passing. You know. You're kind of loose around the colon.
Comments at...
Or at least that's what the fellas say.
Comments at thebigdealshow.com. Okay?
So we have to... We can't...
No. It's been awesome, Sean. You can email us if you have any comments at comments@thebigdealshow.com. If you have hate mail@thebigdealshow.com.
We love hate mail.
It's freaking awesome because, yeah. I mean...
Well, that's pretty much the only mail we get. Check it out. Let's do like Tupac and wrap it up. Bring on the music. Click.
I mean,
you know what? I'm tired of you. I'm tired of your face. Sunshine, I'm tired of your face, too. You guys bore me. Next time we do this show, let's put up some kind of wall so I don't have to look at your faces. You guys bore me.
The room is a wall, dude.
I'm going to put up some walls. Put up some walls right now. That's what the world needs, you know? Putting up walls.
Berlin.
Should have left that.
They freaking tore it down.
They should have left that freaking piece of crap there.
Why?
Better off having a wall there. Think about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah? And? Agreeing with me.
Not really. I'm thinking about it. There's nothing, you know, coming in and going out. You know?
That's the story of your life.